This is the true story of a New York City boy with big town hopes and small neighborhood dreams of becoming BFFs with the Real Housewives and other Bravo celebrities. Then, one day, that dream actually came true. Let me take you behind the velvet rope.
Hey everyone, this is David. Welcome back behind the velvet rope. Let's just get right into it today because we are joined by one of the newest members of the Below Deck family, Miss Elizabeth Franchini. Did I say your last name right?
Ah, yes, you did. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
What's going on? Now you're in Long Island.
I am. I'm here just for a few days for the premiere. But normally I am in Florida, in South Florida.
How's Florida these days?
You know, I mean, I love it there. Like, I love the weather. I live close to the beach. With all this COVID, I just kind of hide out in my apartment and then I can go to the beach and like kind of be away from everyone. I'm happy with that.
Where in Florida are you?
I'm in Fort Lauderdale.
So that's nice.
It is very nice. Yeah, I really can't complain.
And where does Kate Chastain live? Does she live in Fort Lauderdale?
I think she moved to the city. She moved to New York.
She did, but I think she's back in Florida now. I could be wrong. I'm pretty sure she's in Florida again somewhere.
Well, I would like love to run into her. I would love to meet her.
Wouldn't that be nice?
I'm not going to lie. Like, yeah, I really.
And you are from Long Island originally, right?
Yeah, I'm originally from Long Island. I'm actually like at my parents' house right now.
Did you come home like what? Like they want to have a premiere party for you?
It's funny because not with my parents, but like with my friends, my close friends and like my cousins. We're having like a small gathering. I found a place in the city that I can rent out like the whole entire place with TVs and yeah.
Oh my God. I know. Cause I like saw on your Instagram today, someone said something about like, oh, my friends on. So I'm like, your friends are probably excited, right?
Oh my God. I feel like I already have like an army of just like amazing supporters. Like I have so many friends that are just so excited for me. And they're always just like, you know, like we knew you were going to do this. Like we knew, you know, it wasn't a shock somehow that I got on this show. And
did you, like, what did you grow up wanting to be? Like, did you grow up into like yachting?
But even though this is not acting, like really, it is my entire life. Like I, you know, really nothing is scripted. Like my emotions, I really put myself out there. So it is me. But it's just funny because I grew up, like that was my biggest dream. I grew up going to school for theater and everything. I was in plays growing up my whole life. And then like I took a hiatus from acting when I joined the yachting industry, actually, like 4 years ago, 5 years ago. And I said, you know what, maybe I just need more life experience to like be a better actor. And then Below Deck, I feel like just combines, you know, what I love. Oh.
How did you get into the yachting industry? Like just, I mean, did you have any experience? Like how does that happen after you go to school for acting?
Yeah, I know. So after I graduated college, I was in the city and not really pursuing acting. Like I didn't know what I wanted to do. I didn't really want that life of just, you know, being a waitress and having a small apartment with roommates and like sludging in the subways. Like I was so over it. I love traveling. I love the ocean. I need to be in nature. And I went on a vacation with my best friend. I was working like promotions at the time, like event stuff throughout the city, hospitality. Anyway, I fell in love in St. Martin on a beach with a yachtie from England. And I guess it's kind of history from there. He got me into the industry a while later once we started dating, and it was just a way for me to have a different lifestyle.
Well, St. Martin is a good place to fall in love.
It was literally like a perfect segue into the next stage of my life, I think.
And he just said like, hey, I'm a yachtie and like I could teach you all this.
I mean, pretty much. I think we said hi back and forth like five times, like staring at each other. And then, but then we like started traveling together, and it was like, well, how, you know, yachting is a good way for us to be together. I can travel and make good money and save up. And, you know, it was the career I really was looking for.
When you started in yachting, I mean, like, you just, was it hard? Like, I wouldn't know what the hell to do.
It was so hard. I had no idea like how high the standard was and everything. My first yacht, I mean, I got my SCCW, like my certification, when I was in St. Martin, actually. I was living there, going to the class until I got on my first boat. And the chief stewardess, I remember, and the second stewardess, they were like horrified. Because I got hired like in the middle of a charter, so they were super busy, and it was the captain's fault because the captain hired me knowing I was completely green, like I had never even stepped onto a yacht before, and I didn't know how to pretty much like I learned, but I ended up staying even longer than expected because I was learning quick and she liked me, but. It was hard in the beginning. I took a lot of shit.
It's so interesting because I've talked to so many people from Below Deck, and so many of them like just didn't have any experience, and then they just one day got a job on a boat.
Yeah, no, I know. That's kind of how it works. But I joined yachting before the show was even a thing. So I like to pride myself in that. Like, oh, I think a lot of people now see the show, and I hope they go into it for the right reasons, but I think you find that some people, like, I don't know, they think it's a lot more glamorous than it is, you know?
It's like real work.
Yeah, like most people aren't prepared for how much work it actually is. You have to like really accept that.
Who was like one of the worst charter guests like you've ever had? Like, do you have any horror stories where you're just like, these people are just, I mean, so out of control?
Yeah, I mean, I'll just say like, you know, one of the worst parts of the job, I guess, is, you know, you're cleaning after people and, you know, especially when they get super drunk and, you know, I've gone to a room and like the sheets are bloody. There was like a tampon in the bed. Like, I know this is so disgusting, but like one time I went to the day head to clean the sink and I don't know how, but there was like shit in the sink. Like I was like throwing up, you know? I'm like, I don't even want to conceive of like how this is there. But so like, that's kind of just annoying. Like just guests kind of, you know, not realizing that, you know, you see them all day and then like you have to take care of them like that. And
are people like what I think they are, you know, just because they obviously have a ton of money, like are they arrogant in that sense? Or sometimes you just get really nice guests, even though they have a ton of money.
I don't know, maybe I'm lucky, but like, I feel like I found that the guests are pretty nice, like really nice, you know? I will say that like on my first boat though, the owner, he did have that arrogance and like, you know, they were always family problems and you'd hear everybody fighting. And it just made me appreciate like kind of my family life. Like, you know, we didn't grow up with a lot of money, but like, we don't have those kind of, I mean, we have our issues, but not like to what I was witnessing. It was kind of like uncomfortable, you know?
So you got into the industry like before Below Deck was even like a thing.
Yeah.
Wow. So, I mean, putting Below Deck aside for a minute, I mean, are the charters like really like Below Deck? Like, is like a typical charter like Below Deck? I mean, you know, we're like, everyone's kind of sleeping with everyone else. There's drama amongst the crew.
Honestly, like it really is like that. A lot of my boats could have been filmed and been super entertaining for TV. Let's just say that. Like, you know, I've had romances with crew members. I've witnessed it. What else? Yeah. And just like, you know, the drama between my boss and, it's all there. So
it's like
pretty accurate, you know, it's really.
And I mean, did you ever have a captain? I guess like romances between like people that work on the ships, like there's never a captain that says like, this is forbidden. Like, that's just not how it works.
I think most of the boats I've been on, like, they're very realistic when it comes to, you know, that's just going to happen. But I think there are some boats out there that a captain specifically is like, no couples, like, not going to hire a couple. But you spend so much time with people. And if you are single, like, and you work so hard, it's just so easy to, like, fall into something with someone else. Like,
And like, you're at sea and there's nobody else.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
What about, like, charter guests? Like, is it a big issue of, like, charter guests hitting on the staff? Because that's what I would think.
It hasn't been, like, the biggest issue, but I've definitely seen it and experienced it. But we have to be so professional. And, I mean, we would, like, get fired in an instant if we, like, really engaged the guest like that, you know? But I did hear a story of, like, a stewardess that, she worked for somebody, and then the owner wanted to be with her, and then she just was able to, like, quit her job and, like, be with this guy and, like, not have to work for him and just, you know.
She's like, okay, well, that solves that.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, goals.
But that's just, like, once, it's not like that happens often. Yeah. Not as often as I think.
Yeah, not as often. Not definitely. And, like, yeah, like I said, like, it would be so easy to just lose your job if you engaged in that. But most of the time it's unwarranted. Like, you're like, ugh.
So were you trying to get on Below Deck? Like, how did it come about for you?
It's funny because a couple years ago I had been approached by, like, a recruiter online on my Facebook, whatever, and I was really thinking about it. I really wanted to do it. But I to be honest, like, I kind of had some, my family was like, you know, don't put yourself out there. Like, we don't want you to do that. And I guess a couple years went by recently, and I decided, you know what, I need to make decisions for myself. I really felt like this calling, like, I have to do this show. I have to just do it. More and more people are always like, you should be on Below Deck. Oh my God, you have to be on Below Deck, or see you on Below Deck, be on Below Deck. And I'm just like, all right, you know what? This will be fun. Let's give it a go. And then I got to the rounds, to the final rounds. And
Did your family watch Below Deck, or they just thought they knew
She was obsessed with Below Deck, all Bravo shows, like, but she was just like, I can't imagine seeing my daughter on it, you know what I mean? So
she's like, this is what happens to some of the people on Below Deck.
She knows everything. Yeah, that's why she's like, oh my God, like, she knows that I'm, you know, she knows me, and she's like, oh my God. But I'm a private person, and I don't care.
Did you watch the show too, like, once you were in yachting? Like, did you watch Below Deck, and did you watch Bravo?
I've seen it, but I wasn't, like, obsessed with it. Like, but when I knew I was going on the show, I did, like, watch a lot of the seasons so that I could just familiarize myself a bit more with what I was about to step into.
So how are you cast now? Like, did you reach back out to them and say, hey, remember me from years ago? Or they just...
Oh, right, yeah. I actually did. I reached out because I knew they were casting to, like, that same... casting director, recruiter, and he was just like, oh great, like, here's the next steps, you know. So,
and then you got it.
Yeah.
So when you went back and watched all these old seasons, what did you think?
I mean, I was just amazed that, like, you know, everyone really has their own personality, and I couldn't really compare myself, or I was like, I don't know how I'm going to come out. But I was, like, excited to work with Kate, to be honest.
Were you disappointed when they told you that Kate retired?
I mean, yeah, I was kind of, like, freaked out. It's funny because, like, right when I was walking to the boat, you know, like, my Sienna, like, getting on to this first part of the show and everything, I saw somebody with blonde hair, like, up on the flybridge, and I couldn't see her face, but then I was like, oh, it's Kate. Like, so then when I actually got on the boat and I met the new Chief Sue, and I was like, I was literally so shocked because I was just expecting to see Kate. And then I was like, oh, it's this other girl. And then all of my preparation just went out the window, you know?
Were you like totally fangirling out as you were like approaching the boat? Like, holy shit, there's Kate.
I mean, yeah, I kind of was like, you feel like you know these people. So yeah.
And what was your preparation? Like, did you have something prepared of what you were going to say to her or?
No, the preparation was more like seeing like her pet peeves and what is really important to her, as a second or third stew. So, you know, and I know all this, I have all the experience, but I wanted to really make sure that I kind of kept my focus on what was really.
So did you prepare, just like having watched so many of the past episodes, did you prepare like, oh, Kate's going to like this and I'm not going to do this?
Yeah. I kind of did. You know, then, just observation and just kind of like, okay, you know.
And then you get there and you're like, wait a second, all my preparation is out the window because she's not my boss now.
Exactly. And I'm like, okay, I have no idea who this girl is and what she's about. But if she's like any chiefs do, you know, I have to prepare that she's gonna be a hard ass.
Did your mother freak out? Like, just like in a good way or a bad way? Like when you were told her that you got the show?
Oh, she freaked out. Yeah. I kind of had to like calm her down. I'm like, it's fine. Like, it's fun. It's, you know, this is exciting. Like, whatever, you know, I'm like, remember, like I was always an actress. Like, you know, I'm just pretend it's a movie, like pretend it's just the role I'm playing, you know?
Well, like in a way, I mean, if she loves the show, she should be like, this could be an in, like you could introduce her to all these people.
Yeah, I know. I think she's super excited now, but she's just still like nervous for me and all the trolls online that she's like, I don't want to, you know, experience anybody being negative to you, or I don't want to hear what they say. I'm like, yeah, but I've already accepted it that it's going to happen no matter what. So just, you know, right?
Yeah, yes, they are good. That's just how it is. But so like now, because the season just kind of started, but like you're ready for all of that. Like you're ready for people to just feel like they know you.
Yeah, like as ready as I can be. I really don't know what that's like at all. So it's going to be really new, but
people will comment on everything.
I know.
What about, like, do they tell you, like, when you're cast, like, do they tell you it's Captain Lee or Captain Sandy? Like, did you at least know it was Captain Lee, or you don't even know that until you're on the boat?
I knew it was Captain Lee. Yeah. That I did know. I don't remember them really telling me that, but, like, I just really assumed because of the Caribbean season and the with her. So.
Like, the timing of it all.
Yeah. So I was excited to meet him.
Did you have a preference between Captain Lee and Captain Sandy?
I didn't, but I was hoping Captain Lee because I think I was just more familiarized. I didn't watch as many like med seasons as I was the Caribbean. So I felt like I knew him better. And I just have a lot of respect for Captain Lee.
What were you starstruck when you met Captain Lee?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I was just happy. Also, I mean, you know, he was a little late on the boat, the first charter. It was very scary. We didn't know if we were going to have a captain or like if we could even do the first charter.
Really? So tell me about that. Like what, like the cameras were there, you were there, everyone was there, and Captain Lee wasn't there.
And he wasn't there for like hours, and it was less than 24 hours until the guests were coming on, and Captain Lee wasn't there, and we had like massive amount of provisions. Literally, I don't understand like who. I don't know if they'll say whose fault it was, or if they'll even make that an issue. But yeah, like we were receiving like boxes of tampons and pads and condoms, but like a ridiculous amount. Like definitely not worth. 9 charters worth. So like we spent so much time, you know, bringing all this stuff onto the boat and then having to store it. And it was just like, we were so, it was crazy. We were not really truly prepared for that first charter.
And whose fault was that, like, with all those provisions?
Well, I don't want to blame anyone at the moment, because maybe I'm not quite 100% sure, but normally the ones in charge are ordering the provisions for the vote, like the chief stewardess. I don't know if this was different because of the show and everything, like maybe, you know, maybe it was like production. I don't know. But like, we were all pretty pissed off because we're like, whoever ordered all of this was like ridiculous and not, you know, really like making it. It wasn't like common. It was no common sense with it. You know, it didn't make sense. Like,
and was everybody freaking out? Cause like, here you are, you got the TV show. You're so excited to film. Like, were you guys legitimately freaking out? Like, we may not have a charter because there's no captain.
Yeah, yeah. It just seemed inconceivable. It was like impossible. Like, how, yeah, with all this work we still have to do and we don't have a captain and like we don't know where anything is. So like, it was just really overwhelming and it felt like we were just walking into a shit show, you know.
What about production? Was production freaking out? Like, oh my God, where's the captain? Or is...
No, because at this point, you know, we can't communicate. Once we get on that boat, we can't like communicate with anybody. They're just there, but like they don't exist, you know? So nobody was telling us anything. It was all just like on our own.
So that's nerve wracking. Like, right. Cause you're not going to, production's not going to speak to you anymore. They just want your reaction. Wow.
It's pretty authentic. Cause we're just like, what the fuck?
So once Captain Lee got there, you're probably like, okay, thank God.
Yes, a lot of relief once Captain Lee arrived.
And then, like, as you filmed the whole season, you know, was it, like, just from a work point of view, was it harder than, it's that time of year again, my favorite time of year, holiday shopping season is back. And normally that means one thing, drawing a blank on what to buy for the men in my life, but not this year. This year I've got it all figured out and you can too. Head on over to DukeCannon.com. That's right, DukeCannon.com. They have holiday themed grooming gifts like Frothy the Beer Man gift set or the Beard That Stole Christmas gift set. Now, the Frothy the Beer Man gift set and the Beard That Stole Christmas gift set, they're both $20. That's right, $20. And they're really fun. So the Frothy the Beer Man gift set, you get three huge bars of soap. They're 10 ounces each. Two of them are the big ass beer soap and one is the big American bourbon soap. And that's right, they're infused with an adult treat, booze. The beer soaps, you guessed it, are infused with beer, and the bourbon soap is infused with bourbon, but they do not smell like alcohol. So if you're worrying, wait, I'm going to shower and smell like alcohol, no, no. They're just woodsy. They're like sandalwood, oak barrel is the bourbon, smells like oak barrel, and they're very masculine scents. And these bars of soap are huge. And they're really fun. Like the way it's packaged is really, really fun. And don't take my word for it. Go to DukeCannon.com and see for yourself. The Beard That Stole Christmas gift set is also $20. You get two amazing different smelling beard oils and you get a beard wash. It literally tamed my beard. My beard has never felt so good and it will do this for the man in your life as well. And it smells of cedar and they're very good masculine scents. So these are just two examples. Head on over to DukeCannon.com and seriously, don't take my word for it. These are packaged so fun. These are just two examples. They're unexpected. They're useful for any guy. And right now, because you're listening to this podcast, enter promo code VELVETROPE and you get 10% off your next order. You also get free shipping with orders over $30. So if you get both of these at $40, you already got your free shipping. So it's free shipping with orders over $30 and enter VELVETROPE. That's Duke Cannon. Enter VELVETROPE and you get 10% off your next order. And if you want to buy them in person, they're available at some of your local Targets. Guys, this is perfect, masculine, fun for the man in your life. I use it. I love it. DukeCannon.com. Like regular charters off, because the timeline is sped up, right? Like the charters last for such a short period of time.
Yeah. Well, we had 3-day charters. So that's just 2 nights and 3 days, which, I mean, I'm used to doing like 5 to 8 to 10 to 14 day charters, which feel like an entire year, you know, like there's, it's, so I kind of like that these were short, definitely, but we were busy, you know, we're super busy. And then we have to turn the boat over. It's really just nonstop, but it's very realistic to what, you know, we would do off the show on a boat. So.
What about like the filming aspect? Like, did you forgot the cameras were there like within an hour?
Yeah, you get used to it pretty fast. And I kind of like started to like it. I thought it was kind of funny that just somebody, like there's always somebody watching like my reactions. I thought that was so interesting that other, like, you know that these people are witnessing what like I'm going through. And it's nothing I even have to like explain because they'll show it. And I don't know, it was kind of
like actually, that.
Yeah, especially when I felt like I needed some, like, did you see that? Like, am I crazy? Like, or is this happening? But yeah.
Did you like, as you were filming, like, did you cringe? Like anything you did where you're like, oh my God, like, please don't show that. Or you just thought it to yourself, or you were just kind of like, eh.
Yeah, there will be some cringy moments. There will be.
Regarding you specifically.
I think so, yeah. I mean, of course. Like, they have, 6 weeks worth of footage at all hours, even when I'm sleeping. Like, of course you're going to look like, you know, your face is going to look ugly at some point. Or you're going to do something that you wouldn't really want the whole world to see. But they will, because you put yourself out there.
How did Francesca, the new Chiefs, do? You know, just like in your mind, what Kate would have been like. How do you think Francesca fared? Like, do you think Kate would have been stricter, nicer?
Yeah, this question, I can't give too much away here. But I will say that, you know, there's a reason why I said I think I would have liked to have met Kate. Because I did feel that Kate was, you know, even though she was so good at her job, she knew her stuff. And she was really good at delegating. She was a great leader. And I think so because she was also very patient. She had stewardesses under her that like didn't even have that much experience or didn't know how to do things. And like, and she, you know, she wasn't threatening to fire them or anything. She would be just more patient. And I did think that she gave people a chance and she was like nice, actually.
Okay, so that doesn't give too much away, but we'll have to watch your interaction with Francesca.
Yeah.
Have you met like anyone, you know, like now that you've gone back and like rewatched all this and after you were cast, like did you reach out to like Colin Macy is from Long Island, like Tanner's from Long Island?
Yeah. Actually I had met Tanner. Before I even went on the show, I actually met that old crew because I knew Brian from the Mediterranean years ago. We had like a big friend group because we were all in Palma for a couple months, like living there in between jobs. So I had talked to him a few times about like, yeah, about the show. And so I had met that crew when they were out after like an Andy Cohen thing or reunion, actually.
Because you were in New York at that time.
Yeah, sorry, I was in New York, yeah. And so it just worked out, it was cool.
Did Brian or anyone else, like, from the old crew, or any of the crews, like, did anyone reach out and give you advice?
Yeah, I got some, like, general advice about, you know, be yourself. It's like, oh, that's, like, the best, that's what I keep, that I heard the whole time from everybody. It's just like, just really, you know, be you. And yeah, what they weren't saying like anything like, you know, be cautious. Yeah, that's all I can say, really.
Be cautious of producers, be cautious of the other people you work with.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I guess just, you know, be aware that everything is, everything can be out there.
True.
I don't know. It was hard to take advice from other people too, because like nobody's me, you know, like we all have our own little roles here to play. And yeah, I don't know.
Is there anyone else from the past, like other than Kate, that you're like dying to meet, like from any of the other charters? I mean, you're in the Bravo family now, like as the weeks go on.
Yeah.
It's really, cause like I spoke to like Alex Radcliffe. Like, I don't know if you watched like last season Mediterranean, like.
Yes.
At the end, like they were so different. And like, you know, we spoke like at the beginning, like you and I will have to speak at the end, and you're going to just, you'll be an old pro like week after week when this stuff airs. You know,
I can't wait for that. Yeah. Cause I do feel like in the beginning, I'm still a bit like, what is going on? Like kind of rusty and like who I am and like, you know, it's a mystery too. We don't know how we're going to be kind of like portrayed. So
you have this amazing boyfriend you met on the beach of St. Martin. I imagine that is no longer the case, right?
Yeah, no, that relationship's over. But you know, it was a time in my life. I learned a lot and wish the best type of thing, you know?
So when you went away to Below Deck, you boarded this ship single?
I was single.
So I know you're not going to give too much away, but might we see you partake in a boat romance this season?
Yeah, you may. You might. And I mean, that's, yeah. If you just watch the trailers, you might be able to figure it out. But
listen, the one thing about Below Deck is they always get a good-looking crew.
Yeah.
There are some cute boys this season.
Yeah, definitely. But that's really, you know, in yachting in general, like everybody is always very good looking and put together, I feel like, in their own ways.
They are. Do you watch like any other like Bravo shows? Like, are you a fan of the Housewives, like reality TV? You don't have to be. I'm just curious.
Yeah. Oh, so to be honest, like I just with my lifestyle and having worked on the boats and stuff, like I never have time to like sit and watch TV. I really don't. But I do. I want to watch The Housewives. Like, sorry, are you still on here? Oh,
okay. Yeah.
No. So like, it's like a goal in life to be able to find myself in that moment to just relax and like and get into the shows. So
but sadly, you're traveling.
But I'm going to try to, because I love.
What do you love best about like the yachty lifestyle? Like, you just love being on the boats. You love the travel. You love meeting people. Like, you just love it.
Yeah. I mean, I really love everything having to do with the ocean. You know, I am a mermaid. I have a tail and everything. Like, that's always been my thing. I just love being on the water and going to these beautiful locations. You know, and cleaning has kind of become this like meditative thing at times. Like, I know that I can like work hard and just put my head into it and do it. And it's just, you know, I haven't really minded it too much. The serving, I do like serving, making drinks, and it's like, it's fun. It really has been fun.
Did you find like the charter guests on Below Deck, like, were they meaner and more demanding than the real world, or nicer?
I found them actually to all be like super nice. They were just having so much fun, and I was like happy for them. And I just, all I want are people to be happy, like the guests to be happy. So I'll never like complain that like they're annoying or anything, because they pay all this money to like be on this beautiful boat and have this trip and get, you know, the 5-star service and whatever they want. That's the point of yachting. Like, you go on these yachts and literally anything you want, we're supposed to be able to make happen for you. So like, you know, I can't complain if they're asking for whatever. It's like, that's what they're supposed to do. Like,
it's a lot of money.
Yeah. They're supposed to have literally whatever they want. So, and that's what I was trained to even like, you know, have that kind of way of thinking from the beginning. It's like, there's no impossibilities. if we're in the middle of nowhere and they need to watch a football game, like, we find a way to make sure it happens. Like, whether we have to fly in a satellite or, like, literally, like, whatever they want, we make happen. So, like,
what's, like, the strangest request? Like, not even in a negative way, but just, like, over the top where you're like, I don't know how we're going to make this happen. Whether it was on below deck or off below deck.
What came to mind, which is definitely possible, but it's annoying, was somebody only wanted, like, one of the women, she only wanted, like, the red Skittles in, like, a big bowl. So we had to, like, just pick out the red ones. But, like, it was, like, a lot. And, like, so that's, like, a really weird, like, annoying request.
Yeah, I mean, even if I wanted, see, that's the thing, even if I wanted that, like, I don't know, no matter how much money I had, I just don't think I would ever feel comfortable asking someone to do that.
Yeah, I know.
Was that on below deck or that was off?
That was off. On below deck, though, I mean, I could say, yeah, one of the guests they requested to eat sushi off of a naked girl on the table. So
we'll see that coming.
That.
That's always fun.
Yeah.
What about, what's, like, the biggest tip? Like, have you ever just gotten a tip where you're just like, this is so ridiculous?
Did, and I still, like, think about it and want to cry. It was so good too. I was on a boat in the Mediterranean in Greece, and we did an 8-day charter on a 68 meter yacht. So that's over 200 feet. And we had 17 crew members, and the yacht chartered for $1 million for the week. And the owner, I mean, the charter guest, he tipped 20%. And so that ended up being about $10,000 for that week in a tip, like, in cash for each crew member.
Wow. And,
like, that was really a nice chunk of money for a week on top of your salary, right?
I mean, to be given $10,000.
Yeah. But, you know, then we did a charter literally the next week, and we didn't get any tip because it was, like, somebody from, I forget what country, but it's like tipping isn't really in their culture, or she said she was gonna, like, send the tip and they never did or something like that. But so it was like, you know, we did the same amount of work and then got nothing. So you just have to get lucky, get on the right boat, right situation. But I'm lucky that time, but that's, like, the best I've ever had.
How do you guys, like, respond to, like, no tip? Like, the captain's just like, look, this sucks, but just suck it up.
Yeah, I guess so. Or, like I said, I feel like it was, like, promised for a while longer. So we were, like, hoping, and then it just never happened.
It never came.
And you just have to be prepared for that, yeah, which sucks.
Did you watch last season of Below Deck Med, the season that just passed?
I saw, like, a lot of episodes, but not all of them. But I, like, was trying to see when I could, yeah.
With, like, Jess and Rob Westergaard and...
Yeah, I saw all of that. I mean, I definitely am familiar. I have a lot of respect for Jessica because I felt bad that she was getting so much shit because she looked jealous or whatever. But, you know, I think people have to put themselves in her shoes.
And Rob has never tried to slip into your DMs?
Actually, I will just put this out there. I had spoken to Rob through Instagram in the very beginning about the show. But, like, yeah, I never met him, and I was never, like, pursuing,
like,
that.
Like, right after you were cast?
Well, no, it was, like, when his first episode came out. I forget how it happened, but, like, we just connected on Instagram, and I think he knew that I was on the show because we were following the same people and stuff.
Did you DM him, or did he DM you?
I don't even remember. I don't. I really don't.
And then you just chatted, and that was that.
That was that, yeah.
Because he slips into a lot of women's DMs.
I completely heard, and I saw like all of the exes coming together with like publicizing his conversations, and I was like, oh my god,
were you like, I dodged a bullet?
I mean, yeah, I just, at this point in my life, like, I want to be with somebody that all the boxes are checked off and there's no like weirdness, like
and Rob is not that person.
Well, yeah, no. Is just it, don't, I don't feel like it would ever be, he'd ever be, yeah, you just know it. No. Somebody I want to be with.
Is it hard to date, like, living the yachty lifestyle?
Ugh. I mean, how it's happened for me is that, like, I would just meet somebody and then we'd start dating right away because we're, like, living together and working together. And that's cool in a sense because things happen real fast, you know? You get to know somebody really quick. So if you're dating for 2 weeks, I mean, 2 months, and you work on a boat together, it feels like a year, you know?
And the spaces are so small.
They are so small. And then you're also around other people, and it's just a whole different dynamic. It either works or it doesn't. But I'm kind of over the yacht romances. Like, I don't know. I need stability in my life, and I want to meet my soulmate. I really do. I'm like...
Well, I think a lot of people might slip into your DMs now once Below Deck starts to proceed ahead week after week.
Yeah, and like, how do you handle that? How do you know who's somebody worth talking to and who's just like thinks it's cool that you're on TV and you're pretty or whatever?
I think you're going to get a lot of people that just are thrilled that you're on TV. And yeah, you know, you just have to like weed through that.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, I've had Colin Macy on this show and he's talked about like, you know, there's a lot of people, like he'll go on a date with a girl and she'll be like, yeah, I knew you were on Below Deck. I was just trying not to pretend, you know.
Oh so my.
I think you'll get that.
Yeah.
Why do people on these charters, I swear, I don't know if it's like this in the real world, but why is no one ever happy with the food?
Oh, like the guests?
Yeah. At least on Below Deck. I mean, they're okay sometimes, but they always complain about the food.
Sometimes I feel like they're just being extra picky. Like they're just trying to like find. But honestly, on this season, Rachel is an amazing chef. I mean, Captain Lee even said that Rachel is like the best chef favorite that he's like worked
really with.
Yeah, he had come out and said that. Like, so.
It's just nice to see a woman chef, like.
And she's hilarious. Like, I
really
love her.
Yeah. It's about time. We haven't seen it, you know? It's
so much fun in that galley, just, like, always cracking up. And, yeah, and she's just so good at her job. She knows her stuff, so.
That's what, why do you, how do you think this season, like, you don't have to give anything away, a Below Deck was different than some of the past seasons?
Oh,
the
I
ones
mean,
that you saw.
Yeah, I guess in so many ways, just in that, you know, we had a new chief stew. And I think that already it just changes the dynamic from what it was. Because it felt like we really were all very new. And even though Eddie has been on the seasons, like, I don't know. It feels like there was like not, besides Captain Lee, like the leadership, like, you know, nothing was kind of holding us together, if that makes sense. Like, it feels like we were all just super new and like thrown together. But I don't feel like any other seasons ever looked like that, I guess, because you had Kate, like, you know, strong.
Who's been there forever.
Been there, yeah. So I just feel like this season's going to be so different, just like not having Kate and like us just all being like, hi, like... We're new here.
You need to reach out and DM Kate if you want to meet. She'll get back to you, I'm sure.
Yeah. I just think she's a great chief stewardess and I have a lot of respect for her. So I just, yeah, I just want her to know that.
How is Below Deck? Like, have you worked on boats? Like even before you were cast on this show, like do people talk about Below Deck, like on boats? Like when you're just doing your job, like, is it a thing people talk about in the industry? Or not as much as I think?
Well, not as much as you think, but in the sense that, to be honest, there's a lot of people that don't, like a lot of yachties that have been in it for a long time that kind of like don't like the show because, like I said before, I think it attracts people into the industry that aren't coming for the right reasons. So what the show did was kind of like, you know, glorify yachting. And yes, you do see the reality how hard we work, but I still don't think people know unless they really are doing it. And yeah, I just know that a lot of yachties are like, ugh, about the show in the sense that they think it's like, not exploiting like what we do, but in a sense, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I do know what you mean. Do you think people get into yachting now just like, I want to be on TV and I'll do this for a year and then I'll apply to Below Deck?
I mean, I have met people like that, yeah. And I've met people that you know, see it and when just, yeah, they want to travel and they want to make money and they want to be a yacht stewardess or whatever, or deckhand. Not even that they just want to be on TV, but they want to completely join the industry. But like I said, I still feel like they're not always in it they don't realize the type of work that it really entails.
You know? Like real work.
Yeah. Like it's not, yeah, it really, really is.
And like how many people get on Below Deck? Like it's a small.
I know. A lot of people must have applied. And in the end, there's what, 7 of us? Like,
it's hard.
So, yeah.
Have you ever been on a charter where someone famous was on it?
Yeah.
Like who?
I was working in the Med, and on our charter, we were actually in Italy, and there was this big, like, Google camp kind of convention, and there were some people as guests on the boat because we had like an after party on our boat. So like the guests that were coming on, am I allowed to say who?
Like, yeah. Cause like it wasn't on Below Deck.
Yeah. Alicia Keys was like sitting in our main salon, and Kygo, the DJ, I like handed him a glass of champagne. Who else? I know Bill Gates wasn't on the yacht, but he was at the convention. It was like, wow. Really like the wealthiest people, like all.
Are you the type to get starstruck?
Honestly, like I'm not. And a lot of it is like, because I don't even recognize celebrities. Like I've probably met so many people and I'm just like, hey, and like, I don't even know what they're famous. So I know with my personality, I kind of treat everybody just like, who they are, you know, as a person, like, yeah.
Well, that's nice of you.
Well, I think that's how, yeah, I think people like that too about me, I guess, because, yeah.
How was Alicia Keys?
Well, I didn't get like to talk to her or anything. But I remember she was just like staying inside and having these like conversations just like in the main salon, and everybody else was kind of outside, so she was just like kind of being a bit low-key and doing her thing. Yeah, I don't know, it was just cool.
Are you excited? Because I mean, at some point this season you will be, I guess, via Zoom, but you will be on Watch What Happens Live, Andy.
Yeah. Oh, I'm just putting my charger on. I'm sorry.
That's fine. So that's kind of like a big deal, right? Like, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm so excited. I hope that happens for sure. I'm really bummed that it won't be in person.
I know. Well, when you said you were in New York, I was like, oh, maybe you're coming to be on Watch What Happens. But no. I mean, it'll be on Zoom. Well, you'll be on it. I mean, everyone last season was on it at least once.
Really?
So yeah, so that's going to be exciting, right? Your mother will probably die when you're on Watch What Happens. Like, that's a big deal.
Yeah, and I have a lot of friends that are, like, huge fans. So they're, like, even, like, more excited for me. Like,
what are you, like, most nervous about, like, as the season progresses and we see more and more of you? Like, are you nervous about anything or just more excited?
I will admit, you know,
I'm super excited, but nervous in the sense that I just don't know how certain things are going to look. Because my experience was my experience, you know? So I know what I experienced. And I just really hope that the truth comes out. Like, I hope that it's truthful. I hope that everything comes out the way I experienced it, let's just say. Yeah. And so, like, I guess what would be making me feel nervous is just that it doesn't look that way, or, you know, I don't know. Huh. Without giving anything away.
Well, now you have me completely intrigued about what to expect.
Oh, good. Yeah, I'm glad.
Interesting. So you've done some things which might be edited a certain way that you might be like,
or just like the progression, let's just say.
Interesting.
Yeah, like I think people are going to be surprised at how dynamics change, and I mean that always kind of happens, I guess, but like it really does you know, on this season. But all I know is like I feel like the whole, I was steady in how I felt and what I was like doing throughout, but like still.
You'll have to come back and talk to us, because again, like I feel like Alex and like everyone last season where it was their first season, like by the end they were just like, Alex was on Watch What Happens a few times. I'm like, you don't even seem like the same person to me. Like, so it'll be interesting.
Oh, cool.
You're excited for your premiere. You're having your premiere party, so that's exciting.
Yeah, I really am. Like I said, my friends and family are very excited and supportive. So it's nice to know that I can jump off this first episode with like all of that.
So what happens after that? Like, are you going back to Florida? Are you now going to, like, that's your plan to go back to Florida?
Yeah, I'll be back in Florida. I'm actually filming like a short film in Miami the week I go back, because I'm looking for acting opportunities now.
So you're pursuing acting?
I am, yeah. I'm trying to, yeah.
Are you going to do more charters? Like, how is that, like, with COVID? Like, there's no charters now at all?
They actually are. It's just crew needs to get tested. And my favorite thing to do the past year or so is freelance, as is due. So I don't permanently live and work on a boat, but I can get flown somewhere and work for the 1 week or so with a charter and then get flown back. And it's like, I'm in and out. And I love that.
Well, and especially if you can get like $10,000 for a week.
Yes, I know. Oh my God. But I just don't know what it's going to be like now working with like the show. Like, if the guests are like watching the show, am I going to be like their stew on the boat? And like, I think that could be a little awkward.
They're going to say, oh my God, you're from Below Deck.
Yeah. We're watching you, you know, like
that's, well, I mean, like, that's how it is. Like, I'm friends with like Riley Gerber, and like, she'll say like, when I go on, like people will say like, that's her from Below Deck. But then you're like, I still got to work. Like, I still got to get my job done.
Yeah, exactly. I do like Riley. I'd like to meet her. She's somebody I'll put
you in touch with her. She's like, she's just what you think she is. She doesn't give a fuck. She'll say whatever.
Yeah. And I love that. It's like my favorite quality in people, just that authenticity, you know?
That's because you're from New York.
Yeah. I don't like that shady shit. I don't like
that's how we are in the city.
Yeah, exactly. We're just like real, you know.
The best area of the world.
I know. It really is. I'm proud if you're from New York.
Is there anything else like you want us to cover? Like, I always like to give people a chance at the end. Like, anything I didn't bring up that you would like to bring up?
This has been really fun. I can't think of anything really, but we should talk again.
I feel like it's a getting to know you, you know.
Yeah.
The audience has only seen a little bit of you. So like now, as the weeks go on, we'll see more of you. And yeah, you'll like come on like towards the middle end, and we'll have like a check-in about how the season's going for you.
Yeah, that would be really great. Yeah.
So, and I mean, expect your Instagram followers to start going way up.
I know. That's going to be very interesting of an experience starting tomorrow, I guess.
Yes. So tell everyone where they can find you on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm Betta Bird, BettaBird. That's my alias.
Everyone needs to follow you.
I would love that. And I'm actually working on like a website because I do make art, and yeah, I'm kind of eccentric. I have a lot of different little things going on, and I would love people to know that. And if they're interested in anything, you can reach out to me.
I love it. I love it. I really appreciate your time. Like, tell your family hello. Thank you for coming on. Everyone needs to follow you.
Yes.
Good luck, and keep in touch during the season.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. It was so nice meeting you, and I look forward to it.
Anytime. Keep in touch. Thank you. Everyone, Elizabeth from Below Deck, follow her, and thank you for taking your time. I'll see you later. Bye.
Yes. Mwah. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope, because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.